Parag Beis, Bishul, Seif Memches. If a person forgets and takes off the fire pot and puts it on the floor, Ta'o v'hisi k'deyam yu'edis l'sudas mocho. V'choyshvi sh'k'deyam z'umu yu'edis l'sudas ha'nichichis. V'nicha agabi k'aka. Nech l'ku b'zeh g'dey li'oro. Yesh k'osu sh'mutu l'achziru l'eish v'ufo k'tuma v'yesh osu. Some people say there's a machlek of poskim. What is the shayla? The shayla is he took it off the fire by mistake and he put it on the ground. Now, till now we took on, if you put it on the ground, there's no heter. Put it back when you got that, when you haven't got that. Now there is a tzav to go and say that's not considered you put it on the ground. Because you put it on the ground by mistake. It's not only ki'ilu you didn't have that to put it on the ground. We look as if, according to some person, ki'ilu, it wasn't put on the ground, because it was put on the ground by mistake. The mice of putting on the ground wasn't a mice which was done on purpose. The mice of putting on the ground was done, Kilo came, it fell down by itself. The pot fell down by itself on the ground. We could also think about it, because it's not considered you did it. Here the same thing, it's, you put it on the ground by mistake. Shlomo Zalman wants to come along and say, because of a few svaras, that maybe you're allowed to put it back. Number one, he wants to say, you've got the ran always, which you can be same on the effort. Number two, he wants to say that it's not considered you've got that not to put it back. You got that to put it back. So you don't need that chiyuvit. Put it back. It's enough. But you haven't got that. You haven't got any das negative, even if you don't have das positive. Another svar he wants to say, our svar, because a person didn't put it on the ground, it's not considered he put it on the ground. It's kili, it went on by itself on the ground. The other poskim wants to come along and say, no, you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Ezi, Rabbi Yashiv, doesn't stop you that it was put on the ground by mistake. They lost that. Brackets. So, Gavla Matim at the Advarim Amuim, Rak Boifin Shat Tapshel Shabatech Mugush Kotsoch, Avim Yesh Bikte Dovalach. And that's a lachti, a Boifin Shanistan and a Gamim, Shim Loike, not a lachti, it's a Gazel Esh, Mishim Yisra Bishl. Now, he says in the brackets, all what we're discussing now is the case. And you've got no problems with Bishl. It's fully cooked, or if it's something which is with juice, it has to make sure it doesn't come cold. Of course, you shouldn't have the problem from Bishop. If he put it by mistake, he took the wrong pot off the fire, and he put by mistake on the table or on the shayish, then it's much easier, because on the table, the shayish b'chlal, we some people, most possibly hold that the shayish is okay, and the table altogether is not so straightforward. What it is like a shayish. Therefore, the shayish, you've got another spot to be matter. Therefore, you can buy a shayish, you can rather take on it is allowed. The chazish holds, even if that's lachzir, you're allowed to put it back if it's on a bench or on a thing. And if some people say the same thing as if it's on the shayish. Therefore, if it is on the shayish, you're allowed to put it back, even if it was taken off by mistake. If it's on the floor, then it's already a machlekes haposkim.
Yoim Aleph Cheshvan, Perek Beis, Bishul, Seif Nun Beis, Kedeya Munachas Al Gabi Kedeya. If there was a pot which was put on Erev Shabbos on top of another pot, Chimem Kedeya Be'Erev Shabbos Ve'Zira Me'esh Ve'Nicha Kedey Lishma Al Chumo, Al Gabi Kedeya Acheres HaMunachas Al Eish Gufo Ktumo. Also, we're talking about when Shabbos came in, there was a pot which was put on another pot. Which the first pot was on the fire, and you put the pot on top of it. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, you want to go and take off the bottom pot. You're not allowed to put the pot which wasn't on the fire on Erev Shabbos, it was only on the top of another pot when Shabbos came in, to put it now on the fire. Because when Shabbos came in, it wasn't on the fire. When Shabbos came in, it was on a different pot. It's also to go and put it on the fire now, because you're doing a chazorah on Shabbos. Chazorah mechadash means you're putting it new on the fire on Shabbos. chazor letech tanur, to do chazor inside a tanur, inside the oven. Hagbalat nusefer shenemro behet chazor hish letiu elek hashameniach et hagzer al gabe akiva. Avel ein heter lachzir al toich akiva. The whole heter from chazor, even if you got all the tanoim from chazor, kufa ktuma, and you tell so you're doing it straight away, it's only if you put it on top of the stove, not if you put it inside. In those days, they used to have some sort of a oven, which they used to sometimes put a pot on top of it, and sometimes put it inside it. So the heter, which was allowed to go and do chazorah, was only if you go and put it on top of it, not if you put it inside. Well, if either, ein heter lachzi kedei al toich tanu gazer chashmal, afi ma'ei shebetoichom tiyeh mugdez kegufa ktuma. Therefore, if a person has an oven, one's not allowed to put back into the oven food, which was, even if it was there before Shabbos, because the heter from Chazor is only set on top of, not if you put it inside. The same as we said by Kira, you're not allowed to put it inside the Kira, so a lot of poskim hold, the Minchas Yitzchok, the Sheshach, brings down that what? That you're not allowed to do chazor inside the oven. He brings down in the footnote that the Shevet HaLevi does say that our ovens are not the same they used to be in those days, because their kira, they used to have two options, to do it on top or to do it inside. Therefore, we allow you to do it on top, we don't allow you to do it inside. But says the Shevet HaLevi, since we don't have two options in our oven, therefore you're allowed. But most poskim want to say that you're not allowed to do it. Brackets. Om nom belav hochi tano afir rogel hamotz tano afir rogel hamotzi biyomenu dine keenu gufa v'kotum kibin shirigilim levasher v'laf v'zboi v'gam efshe l'shanes az dargus hachom. He says that we've anyway got a problem to go and do chazara in an oven, because an oven is not gor for cotton. Therefore, you've got a problem from putting back if you haven't got gor for cotton. And besides that, you're able to go and change also the there's got a knob to change the highness from the chashmal or the heat inside, which is also problematic. In the footnote, he brings down Moshe's Reb Moshe that Emes, if you would make a box inside the oven, let's say a metal box inside the oven, and you would put the food inside the box, will also be considered gufa ktuma, because there is a separation between the elements and the tano and the oven to the place where you're cooking it on. Therefore, if you would have such a thing, it would be gufa cotton. But in normal cases, one doesn't have such a box. Therefore, it's not gufa cotton. So you've anyway got a problem from putting back in the oven. But even if it wouldn't be a problem from gufa cotton, then we have the different problem according to what the Minchas Yitzchok and the Sheshach say, that you're not allowed to do chazor into the oven. This is putting it into the oven, so we don't allow it according to most poskim. Seif nun dalet, chazor letech mitzkan munach al gabe eish chimumit. They had some sort of a box which they used to put on top of the fire. The fire used to be underneath, and there used to be some sort of a box. And you put it inside the box, which is on top of the fire. If you've got a metal box, which is put on top of the fire or on top of the hot plate, he says, if you have such a box, we don't consider you putting it on inside the oven. We consider that if you're putting it on the fire, because it's only made for a cover. It's not considered if you're putting inside the kira, which we said you're not allowed to do chazor. In such a thing, we say you're allowed to do chazorah.